It might be difficult for you to guess the name of an animal involved in the title of this song because there is no animal involved in the title of this song. As a matter of fact, though, this one does have to do with a food product. Yeah, see if you can figure this one out. The title of this song has to do with a food product. How many of you are familiar with this song? Now, this one might be difficult. The title of the song is Molasses Run. That's right, Molasses. Molasses Run. Outstanding artist. Featured artist is the drummer, Omar Hakim. Oh, yes, I will definitely be letting you hear some more of that. We're getting ready to take a listen to a look into the tax bill. A great gift? Is it a gift? Certainly to the wealthy. What about to everyone who is not wealthy? As a matter of fact, some of you may have heard about and or read about the comment that our president, President Trump, made shortly after he signed the Republican tax bill into law. It's reported that at his Mar-a-Lago estate in Florida, he was talking with some of his wealthy patrons there and reportedly said to them, "You all just got a lot richer." Yes. Wow, what a great favor, right? So, the wealthy are going to do much better. They are going to do very, very, very well. The experts were already telling us it was going to turn out that way, that the wealthy were going to do very, very well under the Republican tax bill if it passed into law. It did pass into law, and we can be confident. The wealthy are indeed going to do very, very well. Now, in the meantime, we have a lot of people who say that one of the reasons that they really like voting for Republicans is because they like smaller government. And very often when people talk about that smaller government, they talk about how they want the government to get out of our pockets, leave us alone, stop interfering with our lives. Now, one of the things that I've been saying off and on for years now is that we really need to take a look at that. What does it mean for the government? What does it mean to have smaller government that gets their hands out of our pockets and stops interfering in our lives? Essentially, what we're talking about is, as I've said before, decisions made by our governmental leaders that impact our lives. That's essentially what it comes down to. That's ultimately what it comes down to. They sent him the bill that he requested, and an impact on the lives of every single American is that the Great Recession came to an end. And instead of us going into from a Great Recession into a Great Depression, we were saved from further recession. That was an impact that those decisions had on our lives. He also worked with the Democrats to get a health care bill passed into law, which was bringing millions upon millions upon millions of Americans off the rolls of the uninsured and onto the rolls of the insured, so that individuals would benefit by being covered for health care. Families would be benefited by being covered for health care, and hospitals would be benefited by individuals and families being covered for health care. That was an impact. Now, a lot of people were mad about the name Obamacare, but as we have been saying for years, many people in their surveys, their interviews, had been discovering over and over again, people truly liked the benefits of Obamacare, the Affordable Care Act. But unfortunately, their hatred of the man was stronger than their desire to be covered for health care coverage. And so they followed the lead of the Republican politicians in D.C. and just slammed the Affordable Care Act on it. Once they found out that it was the Affordable Care Act, and I've told you, people have these clever ways of packaging things. And the Republican leaders knew that there were a lot of people who hated the fact that Barack Obama was in the White House. And so they made sure that they attached a name to the health care bill that they knew people would hate. They knew that there were tens of millions of people all across this country who hated Barack Obama, not because of anything he did, but face it, because he's black. And they hated the fact that a black man was in the White House. And the Republican politicians, many of them felt that way, and they knew that they could empower many constituents all across the country to express their hatred as well. And so, rather than just calling the Affordable Care Act the Affordable Care Act and leaving it at that, they attached the name Obamacare. They came up with the name Obamacare. And a lot of people who truly needed those benefits, truly needed those benefits, chose to go without those health care benefits as they encouraged their political leaders to repeal Obamacare. They preferred, and I'm not talking about folks who had coverage in other ways, I'm talking about folks who needed the coverage. And as I've said before, where will we be 10 years from now when we have fewer and fewer companies providing health care coverage, and we also don't have a program like the Affordable Care Act, because so many people let their hatred for a man who was trying to do everyone good override their willingness to say, hey, look, we need to set that hatred aside because we need this. And if we don't need it now, we may need it in years to come. Let's go ahead and push this. Let's support this. They weren't willing to do that. Let's talk about this some more. And we're going to focus specifically on the tax law and higher education some more.